Hello, dear friends. We are now with you in a special lesson, which is all meant especially for our friends in North America. We are with them, sharing with them in their whole state that we know the storm passed, but there's a lot to do and to return to our functional life. And they're under a lot of pressure in a not simple state. We're with them, and we want to give them a special strength, a special force, and today we're going to have this lesson for them, for their questions, and we're going to be with them with all our hearts and our souls and try to embrace them in a warm manner as much as possible. And to me, today with me is our friend Chaim Ratz. You know him. He actually manages... What are you called? I'm a content editor in English. Everything that you read in English, all that comes out in English, is all from under his hands. And he is going to help us today to put through this lesson. Please. Hello. First of all, really, we want to strengthen all our friends in all the northeast of America that was hurt by the hurricane. There are friends of ours that at the moment we were told they're at home. They can't, because of a lack of fuel, a lack of public transportation, they can't reach the centers, but they're going to get it live, hopefully, at home. And if not, they'll get recordings later. But they're with us, and this is part of our support. In addition, you did great efforts and thought, and you can see here you sent about 40 questions already in advance to this lesson. And you're invited also to continue and send on our COP TV more questions and try to make them dedicated to the topic of North America, of connections that, or different connections to the storm and to the attitude of man towards nature and dissemination in North America in general. Of course, questions about support and things like that. And send them from all over the world. And really, let's simply go to the questions and we'll continue from there. So the first question is like this. When we connect, the Creator gives us disturbances that separate us. Yes. On one hand, we have a desire, then we lose it, and the Creator gives us such big disturbances, like we see now, that we cannot overcome. How can we find the strength to hold on to each other with a continuous connection so that we'll be able to overcome these difficulties and come to a true prayer? First of all, a person and a group is not given this problems that he cannot overcome. Just as it said, we're not only ascended in holiness and not lowered. We're always given it's all towards the goal, and these pushes towards the goal are sometimes very difficult. And this only tells us that we are capable of overcoming them, that we did a good preparation. And not to think that this comes to us really, that we're, you know, someone wants to stop us or break us. But all these things are, it's just like we take the little child and stand him up for him to walk for the first time in his life, so that he'll make a few steps, and we let go of him, and he doesn't know how to walk until he cries, and anyhow makes a few steps, and then a few more steps, and a few more steps. We must start with him in that manner. And also all our life, we learn and advance through these exercises and obstacles. So therefore, we need to see also in these things, not as a true obstacle, but as a certain disturbance through which, if we overcome, we rise a certain degree, and then another degree and another degree until we come to a certain level where we can already open the spiritual world for us, and this way we enter it. Therefore, the fact that such difficult problems are coming to us, we have to anyhow, with us uniting, and we have to be happy that anyhow, it's coming to us now, the ability, the opportunity to rise above these disturbances. Therefore, more connection, more strengthening, more dissemination, more cleaving on to the lessons, and connection with all the rest of the groups, and we will feel great benefit from this. on this topic, how do we keep the balance when we're talking about people who were hurt in such nature disasters? How do you do it in a way that you're not like talking to them from above, or how do you make it so that they can absorb the message on one hand, but on the other hand, that you're not disconnected from them? You're not coming to them from above like that. You need, first of all, to develop a discussion with them on their level. And being sorrowful and feeling bad for what's going on to a certain degree, so that they feel that you're entering with them to their sorrow, to their difficulty, to their problem. Afterwards, when you're with them already, then slowly you start to talk in a way that this is all coming anyhow from nature, and what happens to us, and why is this happening to us, and what's going on in the whole world. You can add to the this emotional connection that you made with them a little bit of mind, and then what's happening in nature, and why is it coming to us, and what did we do wrong, or nature wants to advance us to something specific. Then we need to keep this integral law and homeostasis and so forth, meaning in the beginning emotional connection, and later we add to this from the questions that we ask. You need to find the solution that this is what it seems to you, that that's why it's happening. Otherwise, so it doesn't look like to foreigners like you're pretentious or you're disregarding their situation, meaning you're first connecting them on an emotional level, and then from that place where you're trying to come to this additional place where there's a certain intellectual understanding, a more logical understanding of what's going on there. So would it be worthwhile for you to give them this answer in somewhat, or to try to bring them to a state where they're coming with a question? Try to bring them to a state in half hints, in a way that you can, that you're thinking and you're coming to the solution, so that half of it you're saying and half of it they're saying, if it's possible. So if I connect to this question, so from my experience, sometimes it succeeds and sometimes not. And then you remain with the question, do I want to give him the answer, or do I want to keep it as an open question? No, it seems to me, don't leave it as an open question. Anyhow, who knows what's going to happen later? It's worthwhile to give him an answer that appears to me that this is the answer, in a soft manner, and leave him anyhow with something in his hands. Okay, thank you. We talked about dissemination. Also, this morning you spoke about dissemination of flyers. We'll go back to that. So first of all, there's a question of someone from New York who's asking that she asked for permission to disseminate flyers in apartment buildings, of course, with the agreement of the dwellers there. And for some reason, she didn't get an answer on this matter. So first of all, I understand from you that you're interested in the dissemination of flyers, to go back to that. I am interested in all the ways of dissemination, only to examine what is beneficial. It seems to me that in such situations, we cannot do it without the giving out of flyers. Later, we'll examine. Maybe it could be that disseminating the internet, if we use these monies and transfer them more towards dissemination in the internet, then we'll benefit more. I don't know. It seems to me that anyhow, in some way, this dissemination is still beneficial. As to the message on the flyers, does something need to change or to be directed a little bit different? Yes, certainly we need to write now according to the situation that's going on today, meaning questions and answers with what's going on now to people. Why did we come to such a state? What's the reason for the hurricanes? We're in balance with nature, that it's all caused by man, by humans, that there's really a problem of ours, that we actually are causing this imbalance, and therefore these eruptions, we're only in the beginning of these eruptions. We need to think forward of what's going on. We don't need to scare people in this manner, but in our eyes, we need to know that actually the state will not be better, the situation won't be better if we don't change. If we don't cause balance, the imbalance will grow, and then these situations will be able to take on shapes that are even worse. This means that the old contents at the moment, we should put them aside. We need to create new contents. Right now, absolutely, immediately, we need to create new contents. Otherwise, there's no point in disseminating. People don't want to hear it. Clear. And also, as to dissemination, there's a question that friends are a little confused, let's say in other areas in America. It's not so clear with what they should go, where our focus should be in dissemination. For example, they're saying here from San Francisco that we had an emphasis, we did trainings on integral education, so we stopped that. He's asking, why did we stop this? It seemed to be a very good direction for dissemination. Should we continue this? Should we do this in different areas of America, different types of dissemination? Certainly. We need to go according to the desire of the user. If we're talking about the Northeast, and obviously there it's the hurricane, and how do we exit this and get out of this, and what do we do, and what do we do so it won't happen? That's the topic of the dissemination. And in other areas where there was no hurricane, there we need to disseminate what is worthwhile for the user. Meaning there it's the integral education and how we come to balance, how do we come out of all sorts of crises. It really has to be as how much it seems to Americans that they're in ascent. It's all, once again, it's a balloon. That is what's happening there. Yes, I think this is pretty clear. So in continuation to that, the question is, how do we work together between the groups? We don't work together. Those who are disseminating in the Northeast, where the hurricane was, they need to work on their own. And those need to work separately. Because we're working according to the desire of the people, of the population. The desire of the population in Northeast, where the hurricane was, it's clear. It's totally different than the needs that of others. Although, anyhow, both to those and to those, you can disseminate about the hurricane as well. Because everyone participated somewhat in this. This means that anything that has to do with dissemination, it's more local according to the area, the situation in that area. According to the desire of the user, period. We need to be with a finger on the pulse and find out what's there. So we need to, once again, talk about connection and unity. Yes, there's our internal dissemination, which is connection and unity. There's the external dissemination, which is according to the desire of the population. But there's a very open-hearted question and it says like this: when I looked at the first pictures of the disaster, of the destruction, it's like I was looking at a movie. I'm living hundreds of miles away in a dry and secure home, and I was surprised and I was ashamed to see my response, that I was simply disconnected. I'm ashamed of my response. Does this, if this event didn't enter into me a certain feeling of urgency, what will cause me to feel that I must effort today, exert today, so that as if the whole future of the world and the destiny of the world depends on me? I'm praying and praying, and I still feel disconnected from this. And does my necessity, my presence, harm the group? No. His presence does not hurt the group, and it's very good that he's discovering now that his heart is a stony heart, that he's discovering that he doesn't care that of what's happening, even an inch away from him in any direction, that it doesn't penetrate his body. This is really the right form, the right way of our ego, and the fact that he's discovering this and is sorry about it and is ashamed of it, this is actually good. This is the recognition of evil. So now what could be if we don't want these things to erupt onwards and go on everyone and in an even more powerful manner, in a more intense way, and it'll really, truly wash away the whole population of the world, then we need together to try and be incorporated with all those problems that exist now in Northeast America, and to try and truly depict ourselves as being there in a way that, what would we do if, in order to bring the balance in nature? Today I'm in some kind of situation that's comfortable and good. I have electricity, I have warm, I have heating, I have cooling, I have food supply, water, fuel. It's as if I don't need anything. But I need to learn from this how sensitive we are, how delicate we are, and how in harm's way we could be, how we can lose the most necessary things for existence. And then nature simply overcomes us and controls us in a very powerful manner, in a very difficult way, in a hard way. And if one is included by this and wants from this to be connected with others and to build a mechanism of ours that in which we will be balanced with nature and similar to nature, then this is good work. Then by doing so, he's truly causing the correction of the world. We have nothing else to do other than building within us, between us, all our groups, connecting together and wanting to build a system which is similar to nature, so that the connection will be between us as one man in one heart as much as possible. So you cannot connect with the hurricanes, then connect to those friends that are there and are suffering, get an impression from their suffering, and try to be with them, especially because of the suffering and the difficult situation, to be there in connection. By doing so, we will advance together, all of us. You remarked about the difficult things that happened, that are expected to us on 2013 if we don't do what we have to do. So a friend asks here, if we'll expect these blows that are going to be given to us, it's like if we wait for them, will this advance the path? No, this is not our way. Our path is to not expect blows, but as much as possible. If the blow is already there, then we need to take out of this the right conclusion and see how we could have connected between us in order to be more balanced with nature. We before the Creator, before nature, the God, on one hand. And on the other hand, we have to, for the future, only work about connection and love, and only to expect good. By doing so, we're attracting the light on us, because we need to be in equivalence of form with the light that reforms. And therefore, I need to think about good, about happiness, about unity, about connection, chibul, about the good future. By doing so, we're closer to the light. On the nevertheless, if we're thinking about blows and the problems and all that, I'm afraid of them. It's as if I'm getting further away from the good Creator, and I'm going towards the left line, and that's not the right approach. Not meaning don't wait for the bad things, but we need a little to touch them so that we will have anyhow some impulse, some push for connection, but all the time just be as much as possible with the inclination towards connection. There's a question like this. We're 2 days before the elections in the United States, and you already remarked several times that as far as correction is concerned, Romney is better than Romney for this, because Romney supports Israel and Obama not. And yes, and Israel is the place where the correction is developed from. Therefore, we should not bother Israel to exist and to do the correction which is needed for the whole world, which is necessary for the whole world. So the question is, how do we as Kabbalah students change something in order to support this direction? First of all, we are going to try to do it in intention, as we think about this and we want this to happen. And our special force is a very big force, and we really need to be on this destined day all together with the same thought, and to direct ourselves towards whoever succeeds will be more closer to Israel, because of the state of Israel or the Jews, but because from here the wisdom of Kabbalah is coming out, and this is its source, only because of that. There's no nationality here, nationalism or politics or anything like that. Only that. And therefore, it's certain that we support Romney, and we're going to try for that to happen. In our thoughts, first of all. In our mutual connection between us, we want to grow this intention so that it will to the point where it will succeed. If not, the correction will happen anyhow, but in a more difficult manner. The storm Sandy hurt the United States, but before that it hit the Caribbeans, in Haiti and a few places, Cuba. Yes, Haiti is island that's been receiving blows on right and left everywhere. It's really badly. Why are we actually focusing on the United States and not, let's say, on what's going on in Central America? It's not us. It's the American media that's doing this. The humanity has been through many blows all over Earth, but they didn't talk about it like if it was going to happen in America, because it's CNN is talking about the American media. They're talking more about what's going on in America, not what's going on in Haiti or in Cuba. And in Japan, even. In Japan, they spoke a lot because it was there was the danger of nuclear radiation. And therefore, this is a problem of their ego that warps things. On one hand. On the other hand, it's a good teaching for the whole world, because it's a good lesson for the whole world, because we see how much we're small, how vulnerable we are. Nature wants to teach us, the Creator wants to teach us that not that we humans are above nature, but that we're within nature. That we're in nature. And look at what's going on in the most developed place, the most cultural center, most with the infrastructure that nowhere else in the world has, and from it, one wave that goes on it, and what remains of that, what it leaves behind. Therefore, from this, we need to, especially with all our explanations, add this point, that the fact that a person thinks that he's above nature, now he should learn that he is all completely within nature, he's in nature, and he is truly this small creature from all of these forces, which can prove to us how, so we will find our place, that the rules and laws of nature are surrounding us, we need to learn them, and we need to be like them. There just must be a balance with the laws of nature, understanding of laws of nature. This is actually the ticket towards the good future. On another topic, from the West Coast, many questions come up about education. They write like this. The educational system in the United States is crashing, just like in many places in the world. Many groups in the United States, as in Israel, are investing in the integral education. How do we start this process in the United States with support and learning from Israel? Can we maybe arrange a convention of integral education like they did, for example, in Lithuania not too long ago? What can we do, in short, in order to move forward this direction in the United States? Here I really raise my hands. I have no idea. I give discussions, ideological discussions. But how it's implemented in actuality in the field, I don't know. We have here many groups which we teach about in integral education. We have groups even in jails, prisons, in all sorts of places. We're entering schools. We're going into all sorts of organizations and giving lectures and taking care of children and older people, adults. How to do it in the United States, I don't know. There has to be someone who makes the connection, who is responsible for the integral education in the United States, who will be connected with the integral education in Israel and will take from here all that they can, all that's possible. I don't know. This has to be a true contact person who will learn what's going on here and learn what's going on in Europe, in Vilnius, let's say, and in Russia. They're doing a lot of things. and see how we can implement this. I'm not going to give now any advice here. You need to learn the situation. It's a field that is very good for dissemination. Because other than we're us disseminating to children, we're doing it later to the parents and the teachers and everyone. It's a very good entrance towards the public. Yes. Odette from New York is asking like this. Could you draw a simple explanation towards the 99%, which connects the connection between us and the hurricane, and how the connection is the solution? To us, it's clear, but to the masses, it's not. I did a clip today, and Asaf needs to process it and put it on the internet. I think it's very simple, and you'll see it. I think we need to explain three things. We, throughout history, developed in a linear manner, according to our ego. You know this diagram, that our ego grows like that. We came to a certain satiation, and their ego started to become round. And now we're like in a global world. It was always a linear world. According to the ego, each would succeed in an individual manner. And now as we're getting round, we can only succeed if we're connected between us in that form of the circle which nature presents before us. Prior to this, throughout all the thousands of years of human development, we were in the forces of nature that were operating, or us, each individually, in a personal manner. And today, nature is operating on all of us. And we're discovering the world is integral, global, we're all connected to each other. The crisis is global. Meaning this global crisis means that we're all connected, we're in the nature of connection. And then the difference between us and nature brings us the sensation of the crisis. What is the solution? The solution is to be connected between us in a way like nature is, like all of nature is, like that, all as one. And for this, people need to connect between them according to equivalence, according to equality, according to connection, chibur, according to nice conversation, love. We need to understand that in the future, humanity needs to truly be in an equal level, that otherwise we're destroying ourselves. We won't be able to use any of the systems that we built. They will all crash. They will all destruct. And therefore, we should start thinking now how we're going to move within us to all the new systems, the integral systems, in education, in our human society, in education, in learning, and especially in economy and the financial system. If we don't reach a state in which all humans will receive equally the necessary supply, we will always be in resistance towards nature, and we will suffer. This is how we need to explain it to them, more or less, the problem and the solution. A specific question towards you. You say that you don't feel the American people. You said this many times. So a friend says here, what do we, our students, do in order to help you feel better, the Americans? It's not that I don't feel the American people. And the nature of man is the same whether he lives in Africa or in Asia or in America. The desire he has is the same desire. It's the creature which receives his influence from the environment and with the Creator. I have a problem to understand each and every person. But the problem is in the approach towards him. How do I connect to him, to his mentality, to his external, my first external approach when I come to a person? How do I connect to him? In what way do I come to him? How do I start to grab him from within and get him closer to me so that I will also get closer to him? In this external way, this external form is not clear to me. For this, we need to know the nation itself, the mentality. Just like if I were to go and disseminate in China, the wisdom of Kabbalah. So I don't understand them. I don't feel them. I don't know how they're thinking, how it's not enough that they're suffering from hunger or from a lack of work or from all sorts of other problems. But the way that they think, when I'm going to explain something to them, for this we need to be within the people. And I'm glad that we have, for this, I'm glad we have groups that are growing in every area that is upon earth. And they themselves already need to start adapting our message towards that population in which they dwell. Okay, so about the population that they're all connected. I also want to add the same thing towards Israel. I am not connected to Israelis. I don't feel them. I don't know them. I am as if I am, how should I say, above the face of the earth. I lost, when I left Russia, let's say, then almost 40 years passed by, and I don't know what's going on there. I mean, it's a totally different people, nation, different approach towards life. And when I came to Israel, I entered to Rabash, to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and also I was disconnected from all of what's going on in Israel, in the country. And therefore, it comes out that I'm disconnected from everyone. I don't feel any group, any nation that I can say, in what way do we need to go and connect? And here too in Israel, there are students of ours that are already doing this connection, this contact, and I can't. If I go out to, I come out to the wide audience, the wide public, only those who are interested in hearing, then I connect to it and talk to him somehow. But the approach towards those who are not interested to hear, of how to approach them and start with them, I don't know. So what, on your behalf, is the solution to disseminate your words to the American population? Through our groups, through the people that sprouted up in America and are there, and they're part of the population there. There are all sorts of populations there. America is very variable in its population. So therefore, our friends also have all sorts of people. So each will try and disseminate it and come to the population that he understands more, that's closer to him. Let's say, the Ethiopian friend that we have in our groups that help us connect to the Ethiopian population, to this populace which is here. In connection to the next year being not coming to us for the good, I actually think the opposite. Only we need to try to connect between us more so that we will have the force around, which is round between us, together as one man and one heart. If we will have one heart, one desire, and one intention to come to this upper force, then by doing so we will balance the whole world. The whole world then will start feeling this force which is within us and will start moving towards us. They will simply feel that here there is some foundation, security, infrastructure, and we will feel how much they're coming and wanting to hear and wanting to be connected to us. So don't think that next year is going to be a bad year. If we, God forbid, don't do our correction according to the plan of nature, then certainly we're going to much more harsh blows than we had this year. Much more hard. So in that connection, I have two questions. I'll connect them to one. Two questions from here. In the previous wave of crisis in 2008, 2009, you gave advice that we should make a certain storage room with for emergency at your home. Would you recommend the same thing now? Ask those people who just went through the hurricane. They'll tell you. Why did they need to do this 2 days before this wave which was coming towards them, and then they didn't know what yes and what not and so forth, I recommend anyhow each time to do a storage and use it each time and renew it and use it and renew it all the time. What can you do? Create a certain reserve, yes. We're in a state where there will be, because of the natural disasters, all sorts of pauses in flow of oil and gas and food and electricity and water and more until humanity will straighten out directly towards the right direction. The question, there's a certain idea here. Do we need to use our centers also as a certain center for support for the night? The population, actually, sorry for the interruption, that are in the area. Is it worthwhile for, first of all, to approach people now in the situation that they're in with an explanation? That's the first part of the question. Yes, but it depends on what form we approach with the explanation. It has to be with participation, with softness, with the participation in the common sorrow and so forth. Yes. But to approach now, to do now, really an attack of dissemination in the internet and all the networks, all the forms of networks on the internet, and also except for the network, and if there's other possibilities. It's too bad that we're not opening a learning center like we talked about, a new course before this flood. Because then we would have been rewarded, we would merit for many more that could have connected. And this is truly, I think, that it's a big, that we missed here greatly. It was a mistake that we didn't do it earlier. We wanted to open it, I think, earlier, of integral education or of Kabbalah? Of integral education. And also Kabbalah. Anyhow, the groups, the new studies these days are filling, yes. And where we can do this relatively with a short notice, are you recommending to do it? I'm recommending to do it now to move towards the external dissemination and to use these things wisely in the right way, but to use truly in the current situation. Our hearts are more sensitive now than it'll be in another month or two, unless some other big problem comes. But why do we have to wait for problems? If we disseminate to them now and correct somewhat the general situation towards connection, then the next problems and sufferings won't come. Okay, the second part of the question is actually touching on those that weren't hurt. While we are disseminating to them, do we need to somehow cause them to feel that it's like meant for them too, or that they're next in line? No. We don't need to do it that way. Not to go, oh, wow, if you do this, no, that, God forbid. But the fact that we're emphasizing that we're under the general blow and we're going to get hurt from all this, all of us, that's enough. Yes. Okay, the question is personal here, but it's general, actually. What can we do in order to unite America to rise to the next degree? How do we need to change in order to secure that and make certain that our friends will not suffer anymore in America or in the whole world. I already said, only through the connection, the chibur. We don't have anything else. We need to be round like the round nature, and then we'll come to pleasantries and to the opening of our eyes. We will feel the general nature. The system which governs us will be revealed to us. We will participate in the 125 degrees that we're going to reveal this general system, and thus we're going to reach the eternal life. This is all of us. First us as the B'nai Baruch world group, and then the whole world. Okay? In such situations of natural disasters, you feel that the force is in connection. But with that, there's the external conditions. How do we cause this inner storm, meaning these force of connection, to be stronger than what's going on the outside? How can we work on it so that it will hold you through these states? We need to strengthen the connection between us, connection through internet. That's the connection which exists now. We don't have any other possibilities to connect. We need to do a certain general station for everyone, just like our general TV station, which will serve all these groups together, that although there's a time zone changes, 3 hours difference from coast to coast, then so that we will reach a state that from this TV for all of America, yes, between all our groups, that is sitting there, there's someone sitting there and is operating, simply operating art station, and it supplies services to everyone, news, what's going on in the groups, what's in each and every group, what's new today on the internet. I'm talking there maybe a little bit with an approach to the groups, maybe an hour a day, and so forth. I think that we need a certain internal station like that, a television on the internet. You mean American? Yes, between the American groups. So they should do that. And then they'll manage it, they'll operate it 24 hours a day, around the clock, so there will be our lesson can enter there as part of it, other things that are already translated to English, and more, I'm for them building such a station. Very nice. Okay, so this is not Cop TV. This is something specific, internal to the Americans that gives them the strength and the connection, or together with Cop TV, so they will have a way to enter Cop TV, or from Cop TV an entrance to there. So anyhow, they will have news, internal news between them and so forth. Is that what appears to me? And this is going to be like a force of source of force that is live and is running all the time. Yes, and that will talk to them and will connect with between them more. Very nice. Okay, and another topic. How do we need to relate to political matters? Let's say the Israeli government and the American government's approach towards other things at the same time when we're working on our desire for spirituality. How should we relate to what's going on the physical world, in the corporeal world? I have no connection to it, to politics. To economy, I take it in my blog in order to, a little bit, finances and sociology and things like that that have to do with, that I can connect. But politics, we don't understand anything from it. Whatever is written about it, there's nothing to relate to. And this is to all the things that are, they're changed in a way that they're warped. And this is how we can't relate to pay any attention to politics. What's important to us is the person. Therefore, we're not going here towards politics. We're not becoming some party or that's going towards also get elected in the government, because our essence is to just educate the people, and we need to see to do this towards what people need. their supermarkets and their gas station and their education, things that each and every one it has a touch towards and is nourished from on a daily way. But these global things, the big things, this don't enter this ever. The fact that we're talking about Obama or Romney, it's because there's two paths that are clear, and in which we can sweeten the path of the world through Romney more than through Obama. That's it. And here we need to sharpen. But this is not politics. I'm not looking at this as a politician. I don't know. I look at this only because one is for our existence here, for our sustaining Israel here, and the other doesn't know exactly what he's doing, Romney, but he supports more that we're going to be here, so from here we'll be able to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah and the correction, and only that. So for me, that's not politics. For me, that's only for the means of the correction of the world. Okay. There's a question about Jews here. Are Jews, from the religious matter, the Jews in our physical world, do they have a special role in the process of advancement, of spiritual advancement? Yes. Yes. Okay. Why? Because they are that same group of Kabbalists that used to be in spirituality and fell from it. Let's say this way. You are learning Kabbalah. You are today in an ascent, you're feeling, you're understanding, you're in impression and excitement, and you've got the sensation of the upper spiritual world, and all of a sudden you drop, you descend, like Shimon from the market, you fall, you descend. Only your fall is not for a few days or hours, but for a few thousands of years, for 2,000 years. But anyhow, you remain in those same Reshimot. Those Reshimot need to renew, to renovate. And therefore, you are also meant to be in that same group, only for the time being, you fell from it. Meaning, all the Jews that are Jews, that carry within them, are holding within them this Reshimo, the spiritual Reshimo, they are potential friends of our group, and they will come. Other than that, also those 10 tribes, which were lost from the destruction of the first temple, them too. And other than that, all those that are here from all the nations are spread out in all the humanity that also want to join. But they're joining either because they have also Reshimot, and they were once in it, or from incorporation, from being included. But the main thing is the Reshimot. So there's Reshimot that already exist in a person, and there are those that are being awakened, and there are those that haven't awakened yet. But Reshimot and sparks are in each and every one. You have 7 billion people, which still their Reshimot are inside and haven't awakened yet. So we need to attract them. Therefore, we're disseminating to them in order to hasten the development of the Reshimot so they will awaken and come out. Therefore, there needs to be special dissemination to Jews that are all over the world and special dissemination to the 99% of the others. Of the nations of the world. A question I'll take from the computer. There's such a question. There were many crises in history. Yes. How do you explain that the crisis today is special and not another wave of crises that we've been through in the past? Nature has become integral. No, we're living in a global world. Nature is obligating us to be connected. We are not capable of getting along any place in anything. We came to the general crisis. Global that it's around the world, and general that it breaks all of what nature is dealing with, of what humans are dealing with. In the family, in culture, in science, in education, in every single thing, in financial systems, in politics, in everything. In industry, in everything, we came to the end because more than this, according to that that approach like we had before, the egoistic to earn and succeed and move forward, we're not capable of getting of existing like that. And this is very similar to what Marx wrote. And now we're constantly being reminded of him. He didn't write about Russia in which they warped what he was saying and disseminated in a warped manner. He wrote about Europe. He wrote about Europe and also not about what we need to do. He also meant, Bala Salam writes about this on the Ummah newspaper and also in others, that he meant, first of all, that the right education needs to raise a person to a degree of connection with others and then to implement the connection. A question from a group in Russia. How do the friends in all over the world, how can the friends all around the world help the North American CLI? What can they do? They need to participate. They need to correspond. They need to learn what's going on there and try to maybe do a certain example from there to Russia so it can also be, so it could also happen there, to learn from what happened in America, how much we could also from this suffer from such things, and what nature is hinting to us from this, and what do we need to do in order to correct. In Russia, the dissemination can be a lot more deterministic, a lot more sharp, a lot more spicy and direct and revealed. But without Kabbalah, without Kabbalah. I'm talking about the fact that we need to show these things straight in the face of the population because they're used to it and they live this way. Okay. A friend asks this question. These natural disasters that are happening right now, are they meant actually, is this a message from the Creator? Is it, first of all, is this a message from the Creator? And second, is it meant for the 99% or for the 1%? It's meant for us. It's going especially on the 99%, but it's meant for us because we only can make the correction and not them. Meaning we need to be careful that are we truly using it properly? Is it awakening all of us from the east to the west, throughout all around the world? Are our groups taking this message and turning it into dissemination, this intensive dissemination everywhere they are? Because for us, this is a message. For us, this is a warning that we still are not succeeding at correcting the world. And if we, time after time, will disregard this and not implement it properly, God forbid, the blows will be felt on us. In us. Lately, you spoke a lot about our work at the moment is especially in the internality. Yes? How should this be expressed in the way that groups in Israel, and maybe specifically the group in Petah Tikva, towards the groups that are overseas or abroad? Let's say, what are the relations between the groups? Groups in Israel must deal with the population that's here. And not to be truly connected to groups abroad. Because to raise the awareness of the population here in Israel is a very difficult job. And we must do this. Bala Sulam writes this at the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. From 60 onwards, item 60 and onwards. So I recommend read what it says there, that whoever is here in Israel must do the correction first. And certainly it has to do also with our groups that are joining us. But this is a commandment. This is a must. And therefore we shouldn't disperse with our groups. We need to do here in Israel the blow of dissemination. Nevertheless, our organization that we exist here in a center here that we're in right now, we, other than that, we have a group that takes care of Israel, most our work we do in order to spread out all our media abroad. We have translators and disseminators and processors of the materials, and all that is sent to all the places around the world. So don't get confused. We have a department that is dealing with Israel, and the rest of the departments are dealing with abroad. Other than the departments, the groups that are abroad that are also carrying out the work there. So in accordance, we need to see our center as the center for everyone. How much time do we have? 4 minutes. Okay, 4 minutes. Okay, there's a question as such. In the education center, in English, there's a huge change. It's a really revolution what's going on there. And in the last year, a very beautiful virtual group, which is dynamic and alive, is developing now and is living. They already managed to establish between them also a connection and a feeling of a group. Now they're asking, what are the relations need to be between this virtual group and the physical groups? Because there are states in which a person is both here and there, or states where he's in a certain city and he belongs to a virtual group, but he has a physical group. We see, for example, in Los Angeles, friends, some of them are coming from the virtual group and from the education center. How do the relations need to be? Do you have advice about this? I have no advice for this, and I think that each and every one should try and be where it's comfortable for him, where he feels good. And also here and also there, he should spread his attention towards connection, both to those and to those. And it would help if these two groups, the virtual and the physical, will be connected as much as possible, all of them together. I want to thank all those who were with us today together, the great big Los Angeles group we see today. Thank you very much for being here. Chile, the European groups, Germany, Odessa, all the groups, the big groups, the great groups, hi Chile, and more and more and more groups, Berlin and everyone. Thank you very much. We are going to go out for 4 days to Georgia, St. Petersburg, hello. And from there, I don't think we will have a connection, a technical connection. Connect between you. Be together in activities. I spoke today about how to operate our center, in what manners throughout our morning lessons, our daily lessons, so that we're all participating in connection and organization. Please participate. Be independent and strong. And we will see you on Friday, this coming Friday, in our coming lesson. Goodbye to you all. So long, and let's be strong and united. I'm hugging you all. Be healthy. Goodbye.